Hello and welcome. This is Kelly Nash and day two of the podcast. And thank you. I met two people over the weekend who actually heard the first podcast. So thank you for that. And thank you for spreading the word. Some people have been telling me that they're trying to encourage their friends to listen to it. You know, listen, like I said, there is no plan for this podcast to be hugely successful. I'm not trying to make money off of it or anything. However, I felt like God was calling me to do this podcast, just a way to talk about things that God is doing around the world and a way for us to bring him glory. And if he wants to use this and make it wildly successful, that's on him. But I'm not, I don't have like a marketing plan for it or anything like that. It's just a quick little 15-minute daily podcast. And if people want to download it, fantastic. If you read the title today, it would be, what is the most satanic song of all time? And maybe that's a little bit of a hyperbole, but the guy who invented the Church of Satan, and I can't recall his name, is LeVar, something like that. LeVar Anton, I think was his name. Anyway, I saw a thing today on him, and he's been dead now for, since like the late 90s. So this is not something new, but it just popped up on my radar where I guess it was his daughter was being interviewed about, you know, how heavy metal is, you know, all Satan music or something. And, you know, I guess today people would say hip hop is all Satan music or whatever. She wanted to prove that that wasn't the case and said that her dad's favorite song of all time, the one that he found to be the most wicked, would be Frank Sinatra's My Way. That's the song he rocked out to. And, you know, I love Sinatra. I just love the sound of his voice. I love the sound of the music. But the lyrics in that song have, you know, before I heard this example, that actually did bother me. That was one of those songs that I didn't feel really right about singing, because the idea of doing it my way, as opposed to what, who else's way? God's way. God's way and my way aren't going to line up. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are not my ways. He talks about that in his book. You might have heard of it. It's the Bible. So I never liked that, that the feeling of that song. But to hear that this guy says that that's his favorite song and that it's, he agreed, that is the most wicked song of all time because it lets you follow your heart. And I was reading in the news today. This is in Fox News. Transgender camp offers programs for children as young as four. This is in El Cerrito, California. So as young as the age of four now, parents in California, at least in the El Cerrito area, are taking their kids to a camp when the child who is born with, or he or she is born with a certain set of genitalia, express in some way or another to their mom or dad that they don't think that that's their way. I don't feel like I'm a boy or I don't feel like I'm a girl. Well, the sensitive moms and dads then say, well, you know what? You must be a transgender and we're going to take you to this special camp so you can explore your feelings even more. And it breaks my heart, really, to see the damage that we're doing to these young people. I mean, obviously a four-year-old has no idea what's happening. Gosh, so many 20-year-olds have no idea what's happening. So for us to encourage them to explore something like being transgendered, that is, we're doing what they're doing to their child is, it's irreversible unless at some point in the future, this child would have some sort of collision with the Lord. If God, I mean, obviously if God wants to save somebody, God can reach in and save them. That God did that to me. God, I was in the middle of living my own life and God came into my life and abruptly changed it. And I thank him for it. At this point I can do nothing. I didn't earn salvation, nor does anyone else. I'm not clever. I'm not smart. I'm not better than anybody. God showed me that I was a filthy sinner. And the thing that I think is important to point out to people, I'm still a filthy sinner. However, the Lord is working on me. He is transforming me. I am far from perfect. I still have wicked thoughts. I say things that I say maybe even 5 minutes after I said it. Why would you say that? I work with, most of you know that I work with a guy named Jonathan Rush, and he has a funny phrase that he likes to use. We're trying to go through life not embarrassing Jesus. That's one of his, that's a Rushism. I'm not trying to go through life not trying to embarrass Jesus. That's not the goal here. It's to become more and more like Jesus every day. But I understand the sentiment there, is that when we say things that are in our spirit, we have a tendency to embarrass the Lord, you would think, because these are so far from his teachings. So, as you sit around today and examine yourself, and I do that as often as possible, am I following Jesus' way? Am I following the Lord, or am I following me? Whose instincts am I picking up on? And I know if you're a new Christian, or maybe you're a Christian who's been around for 30, 40 years, but you haven't really figured it out yet, that, you know, how to hear from the Lord. If you haven't figured that out, if you don't have a mentor, a spiritual mentor in your life, you need to find one, someone who can work with you on that. Because obviously the whole idea behind the Bible is God is screaming, I want to have a relationship with you. And by the way, one of my favorite paintings of all time is Michelangelo. And it's God on the cloud and man kind of on the earth. And you see God and man's fingers touch. And I didn't notice it at first, but somebody pointed out to me, look at the expression on man's face and look at the effort that man is putting forth and look at the effort that God is putting forth. God is stretched out as far as he can go. God, and man is just kind of laying there like, okay, whatever. If you want to touch it, great. Just, you got to make that effort. You got to make an effort and the Lord will come. You know, what is now this is getting weird. As I sit here and try to, I don't know where my mind is going today. I'm just thinking about, what's that movie? Fletch. The one with Will Smith, where he is the dating coach and, Kevin James is in the movie, the heavyset guy. And Will Smith's talking to him and he's trying to teach him how to kiss a girl on a first date. And his whole thing is, you go 90 and she'll come the last 10. That is a funny scene if you haven't seen it. However, I feel like that's what God's doing. God's coming 90 and we don't even have to, he's coming 99%. He just wants to see that you're turning towards him. He's just making any kind of effort to hear from the Lord. And I think that you're going to find yourself moving in a better direction. But again, if you have not done that in the past and you don't know exactly what you're doing, if you look, spiritual warfare is a real deal and Satan can mess with that. So make sure you're surrounded by some Christians who are praying with you and for you. And as you start trying to interpret what the Lord is saying in your life, run that by some other Christians. You know, I have the honor at my church of talking to new Christians, people who become Christians that day. They've decided right now, God has struck them in a way that I'm going to become a Christian today. I'm going to devote my life to the Lord. And right after they give that card to me in most instances, and I pray with them. I give them a Bible. And one of the parables I talk about is the one where Jesus says, you know, I am the good shepherd and my sheep will know my voice. Obviously, if he's the good shepherd, there's a bad shepherd. And his sheep will know the bad shepherd's voice, or more importantly, not recognize that voice and stay away from it, because Jesus comes through the front gate. Satan's coming through another gate or over the fence. But sheep aren't known as smart animals. The Lord didn't compare us to something really smart. He compared us to some of the dumbest animals on earth and sheep. So you got to hang with a crew of sheep. You got to get into that big old herd of sheep, because the sheep that already know the Lord's voice are going to run you in the right direction. You can run with that herd till you can figure out, wait a minute, that voice doesn't sound like the Lord's voice. I've heard what the Lord sounds like now, and I know that that's not his voice. Until you get there, though, you got to be really careful. All right, well, you know, I think I've done about my 15 minutes here. I don't know, maybe I'm off on my time. It's just I'm running it in my head, so I don't even have a clock in front of me. But those were some of the thoughts I had on my heart today as I came home. that unbelievable story out of California where you have transgendered kids who are now being encouraged. And by the way, in case you're looking for more info on this, again, it's a Fox News story, and it says that the camp is for kids 4 to 12, and it's been open now for 3 years. And they talk about kids coming as far away as Washington, D.C. Apparently, there's one even all the way from Africa. So, I don't know, man. It's a lot of prayer is needed for this world. I hope that you're encouraged, though, knowing that the God is still on the throne, and God's going to use all of this for His glory. I'm just praying for the people who don't know Him, that they do get to know Him. Hope you have a fantastic day, and thanks for listening.